Thanks for listening to WHYY. I'm Matt Gillum. The cold weather is coming, and that means a fairly dormant garden for at least a little while. But as we know, the gardener's work is never done, and there's always something to do for down the road. Mid-October is the perfect time to get those spring bulbs in the ground. Here to gab about the garden is Jenny Rose Carey, whose new book on bulbs just came out this week. Welcome and congratulations, Jenny.
Thanks so much, Matt.
All right. Well, since your new book is titled The Essential Guide to Bulbs, I feel like I should just step back and let you take it from here. What are our bulb basics and what are some of your favorites? How should we be planting them in the ground, in the container? Just have at.
Okay. Well, thank you for this opportunity. I am very excited about my new book because it really, if you have never planted a bulb before, you can pick this book up and learn how to do it from scratch. If you want to make your garden better by adding bulbs, this is the book for you too. So, basics are, the bulbs are for sale right now. You go and have a look at the bulbs and by all means get carried away by the pretty pictures. But then look and see how tall it grows, because you'll want to look at that. And also look at the conditions that it needs. Most of the spring flowering bulbs that are planted now, like just regular old soil. So you don't have to worry too much. There are a few that like drier or wetter, but most of them just average soil or in a container. So, you know, look for color, look for height, those sort of things. Then you're going to pretend you are at the grocery store and feel how heavy the different bags are, because you want a bag that feels as heavy as possible for the size. So if you can get out all 10 of them out, the shop's going to hate you, and find which one, you know, the bulbs should be firm, like as if you were buying an onion at the grocery store. You are not going to eat these bulbs, but, you know, just get that idea. It should be firm, not papery. They shouldn't have mold on them. So peer through the bag and then you choose.
This is a multi-sensory event as you pick out the bulbs.
Oh, I mean everything, isn't it? Really? Everything. So you then take your bulbs home. And many people don't realize, but you can pop those bulbs in amongst your perennials, or if you are taking the annuals out of your bed, it's a perfect place to plant them. So I would recommend trying some daffodils, because they're easy, and just look and see. They're mostly white, yellow, some orange, some pink. They'll bloom for us about April next year. And if you do not have deer, then try tulips, because they are gorgeous, really gorgeous, but they do get eaten by many animals. And then there's all kinds of little ones as well.
As we continue the rundown on the bulb basics here, I mean, you've gone, you've felt, you've assessed, you've got your heavy bulbs, and now you've got them in the soil, in the ground, in the dirt. Do they require any special maintenance or care once we get into the cold months, or are they just the showtime rotisserie oven of the garden? You set it and forget it.
They are if you buy the perennial ones, like a daffodil probably will. But wait a minute, we need to back up a minute. We didn't say how to get them into the ground.
By all means, take us down the path.
So either containers or in the ground. If you're doing it in the ground, you look at the height of the bulb and go about three times that height to dig the hole. And the biggest thing is don't dig one hole per bulb. Dig a nice big hole and put them in there, like five on the die, I've said before, but, you know, just like spread them out a bit. But don't necessarily follow the directions on the packet, because it will say plant them 6 inches apart, 5 inches apart. I think they look a little, you know, measly if you plant them that far apart.
So you recommend clusters?
I do. I love a good cluster. And in a container, even closer. So what you're going to do with the container is work out that same depth, but you can plant several different ones on top of each other. Put the biggest bulbs at the bottom, add a bit of soil, a few more bulbs on the next layer, add a bit of soil, and then the tiny bulbs on the top. And that is the way to get a full container. And they are nearly touching when you put them in that container.
And then over the course of the winter, just let it go and it'll be fine.
Let it go. Those bulbs need 10 to 12 weeks of cold, unless you buy pre-chilled bulbs or chill them in your non-fruit containing refrigerator. And then you'll see the little, what we call noses, poking up, their little tiny green shoots. I don't know why we call them noses.
I don't know. That sounds incredibly like a cute way to start the spring.
I know. And then you'll be so glad you planted them. You'll be thanking me by email.
Now, before we go, your new book on bulbs touches on a lot of things. I noticed that one thing that it mentions is that bulbs are economical and good for the budget gardener. Tell us a little bit more about that and the bang for your buck that comes with the bulb.
So if you do buy, let's stick with daffodils. If you buy daffodils, choose the cheapest ones, but make sure they're big enough, as we said from the beginning, but they will come back. So if you planted them deeply enough and you just plant other plants around it, even your annuals next spring, they'll come back as long as you let the leaves die down naturally. So, you know, you can pick up a bag of bulbs for really inexpensively, and each one of those bulbs will make at least one flower.
Jenny Rose Carey, our horticulturalist and author here at WHYY. Her new book, The Essential Guide to Bulbs, is out this week. Jenny, thanks for sharing your knowledge.
Thank you, Matt.
And if you have a question about something in your garden or houseplant menagerie, send it to us, garden@whyy.org.